John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend or overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, we thank you for this precious passage from your wonderful Word. And we pray, Father, that you would allow the Holy Spirit to be our teacher today, and to show us and to warn us, Lord, of these things that are happening in our age that your Word declares. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I was reading a book, well, I was glancing through it, really, as I often do, not particularly reading it and such, but having a glance through it, and I came across a statement that I knew was true, but actually reading it sort of shocked me, I suppose. It's a quote that was written by Dave Hunt, who fairly recently went to be with the Lord. And Dave Hunt is recognized as a really sound Bible teacher, and he loved the Lord, and he's really, really hot on the scriptures and on the truth. And he made this statement: so the world will undergo illusoric initiation into Satan worship, and it will be considered the latest advance of science. This would have seemed impossible even 50 years ago, but today it is right in line with growing trends. Already we can see the beginning stages of what the Bible prophesies. An incredible worldwide delusion is gathering momentum. Every person on earth during these last days prior to Christ's return must face it and choose God's truth or Satan's lie. And it's sent me on a trip through the Word of God studying this, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Dave Hunt said. And it wasn't a recent quote, obviously, because he's with the Lord now, but he saw this happening. And sooner or later, as he said in that quote, everyone in the earth, everyone, will have to face up to it and choose God's truth or Satan's lie. I want to stress these things because there is a lie. There's plenty of lies which Satan tells, of course, because he is the father of lies. That the word tells us that. He is the father of lies. But the Bible speaks of one lie in particular at the end time. And it says, those that have not received a love of the truth, you read this in 2 Thessalonians 2, have not received a love of the truth, will accept the lie from Satan. The lie, the all-time big lie. One particular lie. And it tells us that God will send a strong delusion that people will actually swallow and believe this lie because they don't have this love of the truth. I want us to concentrate first of all on the truth of God, God's truth, or the truth about God, which is being deluded or eroded today. And I want us to look at that in particular this morning. And I shall be going more on the lie of Satan tonight. But Psalm 86, first of all, Psalm 86, verse 10, just about sums it all up, I think. It says there, "For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God." Now that is what the world is rejecting today. But the psalmist David, he saw this, he knew it was true, he recorded it in this lovely psalm. You alone are God. There is no other. There is no other God. All other gods are false. There is only one true God. I don't care who hears me say it, they can lock me up in prison if they want to, I don't care. But Allah is not a God. He's false. And all other gods, Buddha and all the others, they're false. False gods. There is only one true God. And that is the Lord God of heaven and earth. The one that we've just been reading about. In John's Gospel. I mean, this is just a wonderful passage, this 1 John 1. And you read that alongside Genesis, and it's just fantastic. All fits in together. One true God. And that's what we've got to see. But we've got to also see that our one true God is in three persons. Now, I'm not going to even profess to be brainy enough to understand the Trinity this morning. I don't understand it. I'll admit I don't understand it. I try to get ways of looking at it, ways of explaining it. But nothing I've found really explains fully the doctrine of the Trinity. Yeah, I know it's true. I know it's true and I believe it with all my heart. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I know it's true because God's word tells me it's true. You won't find the word Trinity in the scriptures, and a lot of oneness teachers will point that out to you. But there's a lot of other things you don't find in the scriptures, but you know it's true. Hallelujah. Because it's taught from cover to cover. And the Trinity is taught from cover to cover. Right back in Genesis. God said, let there be light. And he sent his word. Right? He spoke the word. And things came into being. And when it come to the sixth day and he made man and that, he said, let us make man in our image. After our likeness. You see, because God is God. He's only one God. People accuse us sometimes of having three gods. No, we haven't got three gods. You alone are God. But there is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all one God, all co-equal in power and in glory. One's not more important than the other. They're all co-equal in power and in glory. And we see this in John's Gospel here. The wonder of the Word that was made for it. God spoke the Word, and the Word brought things into being. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. He was God, and he was in the beginning with God. He had no beginning. Jeez, in eternity past, all things were made through him. You know, we need to get these truths firmly in our hearts, because these truths are being attacked on every front today. Especially the fact that all things were made through him. The creation is being attacked left, right and centre. Even this week, we've got scientists saying that they've picked up some microscopic thing floating about up in the atmosphere there, which proves that life came from outer space. Didn't originate on Earth, it came from outer space, so they say. Oh, poor deluded. So they'd rather believe stupid things like that than to trust the Word of the living God. God created. He created all things. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Nothing at all. There is nothing that he has not made. He created it all. Hallelujah. He is the light. In him was life. They keep trying to quest where life came from. It came from God. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. All things were made through him. Hallelujah. And we go down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. No doubt about it. He was God. But there's another mystery I don't understand. My mind doesn't get round all these things. He was equally man. He was equally man and equally God. I don't know how that's possible. I don't expect anybody here knows how that's possible. But it is. He was equally man, equally God. He felt pain, he felt tiredness, he was hungry, he wept, just like any other person. And yet he was God. And I often think of Mary as she cradled the baby Jesus in her arm. She held God. God came down and made himself vulnerable in the hands of man. Fantastic. It's wonderful. Yes, in him was life, and that light was the light of man. It's so fantastic. That was the true light, verse 9 says. That was the true light that gives light to every man coming into the world. Do you know that? Every man that come out, and that means women, that means mankind, that word. Every person that's ever came into the world has had that light, has had that opportunity to see. Even without reading the precious word, God tells us in the word that the heavens declare his glory. Anybody can look up and see. I'd rather, I think it takes more faith to believe evolution than it does to believe God. takes a lot more faith. I haven't got that faith to believe that it all came about by accident. I haven't got that kind of faith to believe that. That all the wonders of creation just happened. All the order of it and the design of it, the beauty of it, just happened out of nothing. My faith doesn't stretch that far. But I believe God designed it. That God is our maker. That he is the creator. You alone are God, David said. You alone are God. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. The whole Trinity is there in Genesis 1. You can't get away from it. It's there. And as I say, when we open John's Gospel, we see this. This is fantastic. Because God is the author and finisher of all life that ever has been on earth and ever will be. He created it all. He was the mighty God, the creator of all. He was in the beginning, John says. He was in the beginning. And the Genesis says, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. Hallelujah. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. Right, you alone are God. And we also had that lovely psalm to start our meeting, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof, and the mountains shake with the swelling. We'll have no fear. We no need to fear. Because God is our refuge and our strength. Hallelujah. But you see, it's time that the true saints started standing up and declaring these truths. Because they're being eroded today. Even in Christendom. Even in churches today, there's churches that say, well, you know, Genesis was a myth. And they try to weave into Genesis scientific things, you know. They say, well, a day wasn't a day, and all this kind of thing. It was longer, and they try to twist the word of God. God knows what he's written on his word. God knows what he called by the Spirit of God to have that word written and preserved for us in his word. That God created in 6 days. He created all things. Everything. And rested on the seventh. But you see, all this is changing in our modern world. Because we are heading, and I'm going to give you where it's going this morning, and I'll fill in the details more tonight. It's going towards this time when the Antichrist will be indwelt by Satan himself. This is the lie. He'll be indwelt by Satan himself, and all the world, the scripture says, will marvel and follow the beast, the Antichrist. You can read it in Revelation 13 and verse 3. It tells us there quite plainly. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, be mortally wounded, and the deadly wound was healed. This is the point midway in the tribulation when Satan is chucked out of heaven, we read in chapter 12, made earthbound, and he enters into the Antichrist who has been assassinated, and he brings him back to life because Satan empowers him. It's all there in the Word, and it says, all the world marveled and followed the beast. Now here's another one for those people that say the church goes through the tribulation. Where's the church in that? Where's the church in that verse? All the world doesn't make any exceptions. It says all the world will follow him and worship him. It's the coming new world religion, and that's where it's heading. But we have to stand upon the truth. We have that decision to make. Each one of us, I'm sure we've already made it. It's God's truth or Satan's lie. And everyone will have to make their mind up on that. Sooner or later, choose one or the other. God's truth or Satan's lie. We've got to stand up for the truth of God's word. You alone are God. There are no other gods. All other gods are false. There's only one true God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit revealed to us. And the Saviour Jesus who became flesh and dwelt among us and went to the cross and died there for our sins. Only God could have done that. Only God was perfect enough to die for our sin, to redeem us. Hallelujah. You alone are God. Praise Him. Right, we'll continue on that tonight, and so we'll make the whole thing available on a CD, because I think it's so very, very important. It's very, very important. And we need to really know these things. Amen.